everybody, to the All Things Sports Podcast, Season 5, Episode 3. I'm with one of my boys, Naeem Hines. This is his second time on the podcast, a good friend of mine who was nice enough to come back on. He's having quite an off season. I hope you guys are ready to see what he does for the Cleveland Browns next season, but I'll kind of let him talk about that. What's going on, my brother? How you doing today?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me back on. I'm excited to be back on.
It's always a great time to have you on. It's always a great time to talk some football. Let's jump right into it. So the last time we spoke, you were a Buffalo Bill. Now you are a Cleveland Brown. And, you know, for the people that are just like tuning in today, maybe even just learning today that you are a Cleveland Brown, what has it been like? You know, you've obviously met Deshaun. You've met a lot of the players on the team, coaching staff. What's that transition been like for you? You know, in the locker room, and like, I definitely want to talk about your own growth, but for now I want to talk about, you know, the locker room, coaches, players, or anything that stuck out to you, anything like that.
Man, I honestly am just appreciative of the opportunity. I got released by Buffalo like right before, I think like March 12th or somewhere around the season start. I got picked up by Cleveland a week after, didn't think that was going to happen. And honestly, just seeing like Coach Bubba Ventrone, I'm sure I was with him in Indy. I was a returner. Ken Dorsey, our offensive coordinator, with him in Buffalo. Even coaches like Deuce Staley, like my running back coach, he worked with me and I had a relationship with him pre-draft process. So honestly, I'm excited to see familiar faces. I'm in a locker room. I played against Deshaun for like 10 years now, literally, since college. Right. So I'm happy to be with him. I've been around Nick Chubb and been around a lot of the guys, but I've honestly just – it's the guys there and the people there have made the transition smooth. The training staff is great. Joe's great, our head trainer, and the people I work with, all the assistants and the people every day, they are great. Great ownership. So they're invested in us. The city's invested in us. And it's really great to be a part of a great culture.
Yeah. What's the city been like? I mean, you're going from.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit about like the weather, you know, how you just can't necessarily get the best weather. It's just like that thing for you. But what's it been like, the city overall? Like, how are the vibes? What stuck out to you? Anything about the city that's kind of grabbed your attention?
Dude, yeah, I mean, the city's pretty cool. Honestly, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was here. I didn't know Rock and Roll was founded in Cleveland, Ohio. So, really, that was the coolest thing. I've been there. That was cool. I'm a big fan of the Black Keys. I didn't know they were from Akron. So, that's really cool. And honestly, there's some great food here, great culture. There's always something to do. And even just being downtown and just being in the area, it's a really, really nice city. Like, I've had friends and family come, and they come here like, wow, I didn't know Cleveland was like this. So it's a nice little city that people don't know about.
That's awesome. And I've heard good things about Cleveland. I've never been, but I will trust your word on that. I didn't know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was there either. So
dude, it's cool.
I'm sure it is. I got to check it out. So let's talk about the upcoming season. So schedule releases tomorrow or today. Podcast will release today. We know your week one matchup. It's going to be against Dallas. What do we think about that week one? Obviously, facing Micah Parsons and company is it's a good matchup. But, you know, is there – because you know who you're playing. Is there anybody on your game opponent's calendar – anybody that's circled, any team that's like, okay, like I'm excited to play them and I'm excited to play this guy, whether it's Mike from the Cowboys. I don't know if you've taken a look.
Well, first off, man, you know, just playing against the Cowboys, man, that's America's team. Anywhere you go, even if it's a home game, I know it's probably going it may be 50-50, hopefully sell out, but we know there's Cowboys fans everywhere. They travel well. Great team, you know. They've always had a great team, great quarterback. Micah Parsons, that defense is great, great secondary. So, first off, it's really great just to start off the season with, you know, that competition that we're going to need. That's a playoff team. We need that. We need, you know, iron sharpens iron. We need to come out on top on that. And honestly, for what I have, I guess the games I've circled are the AFC North games, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Yeah. Obviously, Cincinnati's a great, great team. Joe Burrow, you know, a lot of great players there. But honestly, the Pittsburgh and the Baltimore game is the one I'm looking forward to most. That is a real rivalry. That's a rivalry that's dating back before both of us were born. Yeah. Pittsburgh and Baltimore do not like us. We do not like them. I'm so excited to go there, play against them, just be a part of something bigger than myself in the game of football, something that's a long time, bitter rivalry that no matter what happens, it's going to be here before us and after us.
That's got to be sick to just jump right into that rivalry.
Dude, yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be physical.
Yeah, for sure. Every game in the AFC North is a dogfight. There's a reason why it's such a competitive division. I also wanted to point out, you guys play the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like That's pretty cool. I'm sure you've faced Mahomes.
Always love playing my homeboy. Always love him. Love playing him. You know what? Just playing him is always great because, you know, like honestly for me or a lot of us, we love professionals. That man is one of the best men to ever play at his craft. So and honestly, that's what you have to do to get to the top. You got to beat the best of the best. So I'm happy we're getting to face the defending Super Bowl champions and have that opportunity to show what we can do.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the I mean, the schedule isn't confirmed, but the teams are and where they are. You guys play a lot of good teams at home. I'm
I know we
seeing
play Philly
Chiefs.
too.
Yeah, you play Philly on the road, you play the Chiefs at home, the Dolphins at home. I mean,
Okay.
pretty good matchups.
We're gonna be tested. We have the hardest schedule this year.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Actually,
You guys are ranked
you
first?
realize the first well the so I actually just saw something on Instagram like earlier today, and the top three teams for strength of schedule is us, the Steelers and the Ravens, our
What?
whole division, and we have to play each other. And then I think Cincinnati's still in the top, like they're in the top half. I think they're 16.
If
So it's
that
like,
shows,
sheesh.
yeah, if that doesn't show how
Yeah.
competitive that division is, that's
We got the ball this year, and we're gonna be ready to go. We've made additions. We brought in pieces like myself. We have people, Greg, number one defense coming back. Everybody's coming back. We're gonna be fine. Like,
yeah.
we got a ball.
I'm excited. I'm excited. So speaking of the team balling. What's it been like with Deshaun? I know you guys have kind of been rehabbing together a little bit. Has your chemistry kind of like grown? What's it been like? What's he like? Are you excited to play with him? Like, just give us the whole Deshaun Watson scoop.
Well, honestly, I've had a lot of respect for Deshaun throughout the years, even in Clemson. Like, even my first 5 years in Indy, when I played against him every year since college in Clemson, I would tell people, like, Deshaun Watson is one of the people that I've seen. Him and Lamar, like, they're like the two people I've seen at quarterback where every time I've seen them, they get better. So, Deshaun's been had injuries and had things happen. He hasn't played a full season yet, and he's been there 2 years. I think he's going to come back from this, be ready to go. I've known Deshaun. It's been great to be in the locker room with him and get around him personally. Great leader. He's obviously a soft-spoken guy, but he's in there working with us every day. He's doing what he has to do, and he's leading us, making sure he's bonded with us, making sure we're, you know, going out to eat for the playoffs, you know, coming over, doing what we have to do to meet now, bond later. We're definitely going to meet up at some point this offseason. Everybody's going to meet up and get routes in, and no matter if I can go or not, I'm going to make sure I'm there. So he's making sure he's doing everything as a quarterback to, you know, get to know us. He asks us about us every day, so it's really good to be around him.
That's great. Yeah. And Deshaun in Cleveland, obviously, he's been good, but nothing like Houston, Deshaun Watson. I think a lot of
He's
us,
coming back.
I was going to say, I'm expecting that to kind of change this season. I'm excited. That dude has so much talent, obviously, and
Man, in
he's
Houston, he was one
MVP
of the top
candidate.
five quarterbacks, man. Like, you couldn't other man, when those first my first 5 years in the league, you could arguably say, man, other than what, Brady Mahomes,
Yeah.
Allen, he was up there with those guys. Like, he's the
Oh,
top five
yeah.
quarterback in his time in Houston. So he's been there before. We just got to get him back. You know, he's coming off surgery. We're gonna go out there, make some plays for him, making sure he gets comfortable. And I think he's a gamer. So it
Yeah.
doesn't even matter how it is. You just have to give him the ball and give him a chance. Like, he's just a gamer. He shows up. So that's what we know. We just got to make him comfortable early. You know, everything. You coming back from things have happened. We got to just make that man comfortable. And after that, he's a gamer. Let him ball.
100%. I mean, we saw him put up an MVP season or should have been an MVP season in Houston that 1 year. We know he's got talent. He's been a little knocked by injuries, but I feel like this might be the season. Fully loaded offense, fully loaded defense, coaching staff. We're hoping that he kind of, and I think he will get back to prime form. all right. So for your growth, obviously injured last year, tough injury. Can't believe it happened. Wouldn't wish that on anybody, obviously, but you have responded in ways that I could not have believed. The fact that you pushed yourself to earn a contract, to have a spot on a very good team, a playoff contending team, it's something that so many people would be inspired by. Could you maybe walk us through that journey, what it was like, what you did to get to where you are now? Because it obviously wasn't easy. So I'm just fascinated, and I would love to know a little bit more about what you did.
Well, when it happened, you know, we had to dispute with the contract. Things with Buffalo happened. We made up, had good terms. Things happened. I stayed on the team. Cap space issues, you know, I get released. All of the Buffalo and Bills Mafia. And, just honestly, the surgery was August 8th. I had a lot of down times between, you know, then and Christmas. It was tough. I didn't learn. I couldn't walk again for probably 8 or 9 weeks. I remember just like taking a crutch upstairs in my house in LA. And then the next morning, I woke up and could walk. And you know what? This surgery was one of the toughest things, probably the toughest things I went through in my life. The pain every day I felt, and even honestly now, like just still having knee stiffness and working through everything's getting stronger every day. Just you appreciate the small victories. So just honestly, my agent, first of all, God, because Lord have mercy. Without that, I don't know how I would have made it. It was honestly mentally the hardest thing ever. Just had a lot of therapy, talked to my therapist a lot, prayed a lot, listened to a lot of music, played a lot of guitar. But really, after that, my agent always checked on me. I had family members, my cousin, my mom, my dad, everybody always checked in on me. So it was great that you learned in tough times that you have people to fall back on. So that was the greatest thing ever. And then my agent just worked a deal out. We had teams calling us, Cleveland. Obviously, I was the first team that I went to. I never took any other visits. Had a great visit. They said, our people are going to talk to your people. We worked something out. Both sides agreed that it was a great fit. And personally, it was even great because our head trainer, Joe, I've been rehabbing out in LA. Deshaun was actually out there. So he's actually been seeing me working out for at least a couple of months before then. Like, obviously, I didn't talk to him or know him, but he actually saw me there working and he even saw some of my progression. So honestly, I have to thank the Lord for it. I don't know how many times I wanted to quit or all the pain. And obviously, like, sometimes it gets hard. You're like, man, I might retire. So it wasn't that bad, but you know what? Honestly, I was mentally down in the dumps. So I'm just thankful to the Lord and the people around me that kept me up.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely inspiring. And from someone that knows you well at this point, it's that contract very well deserved. I'm so happy for you. So
We're gonna make
happy.
sure we earn every penny of it too. We're in there working hard every day. I was one of the first people there. I'm always there getting work. I'm making sure that honestly, like, just that was the worst moment of my life, truthfully. This, you know, and then I've lived like a full life in the NFL. I've had a second contract. I almost played through it, been released, been cut. And honestly, the worst of my worst times, you know, Cleveland comes in. I'm honestly not even healthy yet, and they won't take a chance on me. So that's how I see it. I want to make sure this opportunity I've been given, I'm going to make the most of it. And honestly, it's not even about that. I'm going to make sure I go in there, work hard every day, and show them how thankful I am for the opportunity because I have missed 5 games in my entire life. And then last year, I missed 16 games. Took me 5 years to miss one game, and I didn't miss a single practice till then. And it's not that I took football for granted, but when you lose things that you love like that, and you know you like, I will do anything to come back for, you're appreciative of the opportunities.
And you can't teach that mentality at all. That's
Yeah,
something,
got to come back better.
yeah, it's actually wild that that's your mentality. I mean, crazy. But again, very well deserved. And I mean, I'm not the only one that's excited to see you ball out. You should have a pretty nice role in that team, obviously. Running back room is nice, offense looking stacked. What are you most looking forward to the season? I mean, obviously, you know, and whether it's in terms of like your own growth and your own goals or just getting back out there, getting in front of the Cleveland crowd, like what is it for you? What's kind of like driving you to kind of like, you know, you're ready for the season now, but what is it that's kind of like your main exciting focal point?
Honestly, I'm excited just to go out there and run and do what I love again. I'm super excited about that. And then second of all, just the team I'm on. I go to another playoff team. I'm blessed to have been picked up by a team. I go to Buffalo, who's a playoff contender. I'm going to another team who's number one defense in the league. So that obviously means I'm gonna get some punt returns. And honestly, I'm excited, first of all, just to show that I am an offensive player. First of all, I heard some return specialist things, and I don't know how many return specialists I've
That
had.
what is
Yeah,
that
I
about?
know, like, you know, I've heard that, and I'm just like, yeah, it just sucks because, you know, even with my situation in Buffalo, I get traded middle of the year. I'm learning the offense, so I just don't have as many opportunities. This offense was a little bit hard to learn, and both sides figured that out, so they did what they could, and they gave me the opportunity to kick and punt return. But I was a great player in Indy. Shoot, I had 200 over 230 catches in 5 years, so I'm excited just to go out there and have the opportunity to show that what I can do on offense. And obviously, as a returner, I'm going to make sure I go back there with the new kickoff rule and see what I can do with that. But I'm just excited for the opportunity just to prove myself as a player and show who I am and what I can do. And shoot, I have great averages. Hopefully I can be one of the best returners and one of the best, you know, scat backs to ever play. That's one of the things I want to work on. I mean, I feel like I have the talent to do it. I have the mentality. I got to make sure I stay around and take care of my body, but I would like to be one of the best of the guys like me to do it. I want to be in those. I want to mention with the Darren Sproles, the Woodheads.
Yeah.
And that's a one of my biggest goals. So I got to make sure I go out there on offense and come back ready to go.
Yeah, I fucking love that because you're not just a return specialist. The only reason why they were calling you that is because you made history that one game. So I don't want to fucking hear that shit. So they can call you that all you want, but that is history that you made that one game. So whatever. You were a dog in
Shout out
that.
to them guys too, that day. Great blocking, took great care of them guys. So
You
They
did
take good care of me all year. And honestly, in Buffalo, they took good, great care of me. As soon as I got there, those special teams guys were like, "Are you playing this week?" I just saw their excitement. And I got some dogs here too, like Bubba. I'm familiar with Bubba back in Indy. We did numbers in Indy. We had some great seasons together on punt return. So I'm excited to hopefully earn that role as a kick returner too. I know his schemes. I know a lot of the players there. So, Cleveland, we have a lot of great players, and we got a lot of guys who that people don't know, but they're still dogs, great athletes, and a great team. So I'm excited to go out there and play with those guys.
Yeah, and touching on that, who have you gotten the most close with in the Cleveland locker room? I mean, you're mentioning some guys, but who's been like your guy this offseason?
Honestly, I obviously know Nick Chubb. I'd probably say DeJuan Jones, tackle,
Yeah.
or John Kelly. I came out with John Kelly, so I know him real well. And Dorian Thompson, like we all just kind of I know John real well, hung out with him since I've been here, and I know him real well just from playing ball. We came out the same year, so that class 18 thing just sticks around, especially when you're still here 7 years later. So even being Chubb being in the same class as us, it's crazy. Like 7 years later, we're on the same team, and we came out together, like went to rookie premiere together. Like, so that's kind of really, really cool. And then Deshaun and I just work together. I mean, not Deshaun, DeJuan and Dorian and I work together every day. So it's been really cool just hang out with them and know them and rehab with them some. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. I'm looking at the roster right now. The defense looks absolutely stacked. You guys added Jordan.
Yeah, we're stacked in defense. Practice is going to be hard.
Was gonna say, I mean, you guys added Jordan Hicks, Dalvin Tomlinson. Zadarius is back in Cleveland. God, I didn't even know that.
And I think we got Zadarius back for a multi-year deal. I think it was like 2 or 3 years. I don't think it was a 1 year deal.
And
I
Juan
think they locked him in.
That defense is absolutely, that's a scary defensive line.
Ooh.
Oh
Yeah,
my
that's some
Lord.
dogs. Them boys big too.
Yeah, I didn't
Miles,
like
yeah.
process it until I'm like looking at this defense and the offense too. You guys added
See,
Judy.
people just like don't talk about the Browns, man, but we got some players. Like, if you look at our roster, we're stacked. We have a great team. We have all the potential in the world, but it starts with the AFC North. We got to be Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. But like,
Yeah.
you look at our roster, like, we have a great roster. We have a great team, great coaches. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for us. We got to go out there and win the games.
Lot of talent. I mean, you think like I love Joe Flacco and I think he's a great quarterback, but you got to think they were winning with Flacco at one point. Like they're a really good team. It's you're right though, because the AFC North is tough and beating Baltimore definitely won't be easy. Since he with a healthy Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, well, he was healthy last year, but healthy Joe Burrow, it's not
I
going
wonder if T's
to be easy.
coming back.
I don't know about T. I was going to say, so what do you think about that situation? Because obviously we have no.
Probably cap issues. I mean, you got to pay Jamar. You got to pay. Is Tyler Boyd? No, Tyler Boyd's not there. He went to Tennessee.
Tyler Boyd went to Tennessee.
Man, look, it's hard. Look, both them boys deserve 25 mil plus, or at least 20 million plus, whatever number they have in their head, and it's reasonable, they probably earned it. So it's hard to spend 40, 50 million cap on two guys, but those. Joe Burrow with him, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins. That's a duo. Tyler Boyd's a great player too. Like he's gonna go to Tennessee and probably be really well there. So like
Yeah.
he's a great player. He's a ball player too. Like those are you got Joe Mixon. Tight ends have always been well. They have a really, really good offense and their defense is really good. So they've been a really hard team. And shoot, honestly, since Tom Brady left, they're the only team that's beat Mahomes in the playoffs in the
So it's
AFC.
funny, since he
So
actually, they don't even have Joe Mixon anymore. They actually have Zach
yeah,
Moss,
he left, but I'm saying after that, and
who
he's bald.
I was gonna say,
We're always intertwined. He was traded to
right.
Buffalo. We literally switched places, got same numbers and everything. I can't. I hope to talk one day.
Yeah, so like, have you and Zach Moss, I mean, I'm just trying to think, have you guys like ever crossed paths on the same team?
No, we have. No, we haven't. But like, just when I got traded from Indy to Buffalo, he was traded in a draft
Right.
pick. So I've never met him. I know a lot of people that know him, but I hope to cross paths with him because it was even funny. Like the only number they had was 20. I took number 20. Then I remember just like looking at Zach Moss. I'm waiting for him to pass his physical to practice. Then I just remember like a week or two later, I just see 21 out there running around. I'm like, oh wow, we literally traded places. This is crazy. So it was I hope to cross paths with him one day and talk about that situation. It would be probably cool to hear from his perspective. And honestly, he had a success in Indy. He had an opportunity. My man JT was hurt, so he had the opportunity to step in and ball. Thankfully, Jonathan's healthy again. Zach got his money. He's in Cincy in a great offense and a great situation for him, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah, and JT's obviously a dog. I definitely want to talk about the
Oh,
quarterback
I love
David.
some Jonathan Taylor, man. One of my, and I'm honestly thankful. Just playing with Devin Singletary, playing with James Cook, had the 1-2 punch with JT. Now I'm with Chubb, arguably one of the. When you mentioned how great JT is, you put Chubb on that same level.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, Kamara, those guys are elite running backs. So does he even have an opportunity, to play with Jonathan and play with Chubb? I'm excited to play with him and can't wait for him to get back and go out there and play with them. But I was honestly sad when I left Indy with JT. That was honestly my best friend in Indy, him and Zach Pascal. So it was hard to see Zach Pascal. It was hard to leave my man JT. Nothing but love and nothing but love and great prayers for him. I'm so happy he got his contract. I'm happy to for the opportunity and situation he's in. He has Coach Steichen, got a lot of friends still in Indy. Zaire went from, special teams captain. Now he had an opportunity. He's got a contract, one of the best backs in the league. EJ Speed was a great special teams player. He's had
Right.
an opportunity to play. Kenny Moore. A lot of love for those guys. Even my man Isaiah Rodgers, excited for all this stuff to clear up with him and have him have opportunity. So excited to see just, all the guys I came in with and play, like even Darius Leonard, Quentin Nelson, just all of us haven't been there, but we've all branched all and even kind of just kept in touch. It's been so cool and just an honor just to be a part
That's awesome. And I definitely want to talk about your relationship with JT.
of.
JT being one of the highest paid running backs in the league, there's a lot of question marks regarding if they were going to pay him or not. They eventually paid him, they as in the Colts. Did you see them always paying JT, or did you really think there was a chance that he was going to hold out and not play? What did you think about that whole situation?
I think it's negotiation. I think cash space is probably an issue. JT was, coming off injury. I think on both sides it's fair. I mean, I felt like they were always going to pay him. Even when I saw 14 or whatever he got a year, I was thankful. I was like, wow, okay. The market's been down, so that was great. But I will speak highly of the Colts organization, Jim Irsay, Carly, Chris Bauer. They're really, really loyal to their players. And honestly, if you go there and do what you're supposed to do in Indy, they take care of their own. So, I felt like in that aspect, JT was always going to get paid. I didn't know how much he was going to get paid, but I knew that things were happening. But I just had faith that it would work out. I don't know if JT wanted to leave or not, but I just know that Chris Bowden and I know the people that are in that building. I have nothing but great things to say about that city and that team. So I know they take care of their own. And even Pittman, it's negotiations. It's not like in a negotiation. Like I think for like this is what I'll say for the regular for people who don't understand the contract negotiations in any sports. It's Everybody has a number in their head, and nobody honestly, like really in any negotiation, gets like 100% of what they want. It's negotiation. It's like agreeing on dinner. So it's just like in a great negotiation for football or any sport, if both sides can get what they want, they're just like, okay, oh, we're good with it. It's a great negotiation, but you got to have to fight for your spots and stand on certain hills. And it's negotiations, but both sides work it out all the time. And it happens. Sometimes you don't work it out and things can be good or bad, but there's professionalism in the NFL. You don't hear a lot of things get out, and that's the best thing about this sport. There's a great thing, and it's things happen, but it's business. So we try to make sure that we keep it professional and always remember that it is business and not to take it personal on both sides.
100%. And that's a great, obviously a great mindset to have in the league. You guys are playing football as your career. It's got to be a dream. And I think you guys have the right mindset of just taking every opportunity like it is, just like you have.
Man, it's negotiations. My agent said this best. Nobody's going to give you $20 million.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you throw for 1 million yards. Nobody's going to open their wallet and just give you $20 million. You're gonna have to also negotiate with them, tell them what you would like, and do what you have to do. But it's just like nobody's gonna give you $5 million. Nobody's gonna give you $10 million. Nobody's giving you $100 million. Even with Mahomes' contracts, I'm sure there was negotiations on both sides. It doesn't matter. Everybody has to work out their deal.
Right. And are you still tight with JT? Like, is that like still your boy?
I love JT. I always check in on him, man. He's been doing well. He got married and stuff, so he's been married. But I'm excited to see him come back in that offense. With Steichen and Anthony Richardson coming back, I'm excited to see what Indy will do.
Gotcha. Well, Naeem, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on. We'll be in touch for sure about the season. Schedule comes out tomorrow, so we'll definitely talk about your schedule and your opponents and everything soon. Always a pleasure to talk to you, obviously. We got some fort to run, so let's get after that.
Man, thank you for having me on. Can't wait to be back on again.
Anytime.